Hey friend, welcome to the Mamahood After Trauma podcast. I'm your host, Emily Cleghorn. This podcast is for mamas navigating childhood trauma while also walking through mamahood. Together, we will empower each other to connect with who we were created to be versus who we were told to be in our trauma. I'm so excited that you've decided to take some time out of your day to join me and tune in. I hope you find this podcast uplifting and empowering. Let's get to it. Hello, hello, friends, and welcome to this episode of the Mamahood After Trauma podcast. Today, I am excited to have a conversation about something that I believe is incredibly important with regards to sharpening your awareness. So today what we're going to talk about is how your trauma is currently showing up in your life, even if it is years since your trauma happened. So let's break it down just a little bit. So when you were in your traumatic experience, maybe your trauma for you was living in an abusive home environment or being bullied at school constantly, or, you know, it was a prolonged event and there's no real break in where it started or where it stopped. And it's just little events over a prolonged period of time. So when you're living in a situation like that, your body learns that it needs to stay on edge, because at any given moment, you don't know if someone's going to explode in a fit of rage. You don't know what's coming down the pipe. And so your body, because its main objective is survival, stays on alert. Okay? And this is what is known as your stress response. And it's designed for short periods of time, like a bear is chasing you down a path, okay? That kind of short experience. It is not meant, however, for a prolonged experience. And if you are in a prolonged experience, your stress response can get stuck in the on position. And that is incredibly hard on your body. Of course, your body is doing everything that it can to survive, which can oftentimes mean that other functions within your body don't run to their optimal level, or they don't run at all. Okay, so that is where you start to develop digestive discomforts, hormonal imbalances, and all of that type of stuff. That's the physical side of trauma. So if your trauma happened 10, 15, 20, 25 years ago, and you are dealing with health issues now, It can very well be connected, especially if you have not healed the trauma that you experienced. On the other side of that, your trauma could be showing up in mental or emotional distress, anxiety, depression, other mental health issues. Your body wants to survive. That's what it wants. It wants to survive. And living in a high, constant stress situation puts your body on alert. And it also changes, like, if your trauma happened from the ages of 0 to 7 years old and it affected those peak developmental years, it's also affected your brain and how your brain functions. So there's that side of it as well. So your trauma affects every part of who you are as an individual. Now, we can go into another conversation on another day about how your trauma affects your parenting, because bet your bottom dollar it does. But becoming aware of how your trauma is affecting you, both physically, mentally, emotionally, all of the ways, is huge in increasing your awareness of how this thing, it might have only been one situation that lasted 30 minutes, but that 30 minutes has affected the rest of your life. And let me be clear. Let me be very clear. The trauma is not the event. The trauma is what you made the event mean about you. So, to give you an example, my trauma is not that my parents didn't raise me. That's not my trauma. My trauma is that because my parents chose not to raise me and chose to give me to other family members to be raised, I made that mean that I was unlovable. My brain, something inside of me, made that mean that I was unlovable. And that is the trauma. Because if I am unlovable, why am I here? Am I here to just be somebody's punching bag? No. But that is how that works. So take some time and do an assessment. Just ask yourself, how is my physical health? How is my emotional health? Do I struggle with anxiety and depression? You could probably answer that on the fly. Do I have digestive issues? Do my digestive issues get worse or better given a certain situation? Or here's a question for you to ask yourself. Do I seek out stressful situations in my life? do I create stressful situations in my life because I grew up in stressful situations and that's my normal. I need that stressful situation to thrive, to feel like everything is as it should be. So that is our conversation for today. I hope that you found it helpful. I hope that you got some light bulb moments out of it. And if you have any questions, my DMs, my email are always open. You can find me on Instagram at emily.cleghorn.coach, or you can go to my website, home.mendedmamalife.ca, to find more information about how to get in contact with me. Have a great day, friends. Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of the Mamahood After Trauma podcast. If you resonated with what you heard, please hit the subscribe button, hit the like button, and share it with a friend who would also benefit, because we rise together. Until next time, Mama, keep shining.